Chapter 1. Just a Poor Flower Girl. Rain fell heavily in the city of London late one Friday night. A group of strangers took shelter under the entrance of St. Paul's Church in Covent Garden, waiting for a taxi. Freddie Eynsford Hill, a well-off young man, was out looking for a taxi while his mother and sister waited at the church. As he searched, he ran into a poor flower girl, Eliza. She was hurrying to the church for cover. He accidentally knocked her basket out of her hands, and her flowers fell onto the wet ground. "Look where you're going!" she shouted at him in her thick Cockney accent. "I'm so sorry," Freddie replied as he ran off into the night. "All my flowers ruined on the ground! A full day's pay!" she called after him. Eliza turned to his mother and continued complaining. "Oh, he's your son, is he? Well, you shouldn't let him run away without paying." "Here, take these coins and go about your work, my girl," replied Mrs. Eynsford Hill. As she passed the coins to Eliza, a tall, elderly gentleman, Colonel Pickering, came in from the rain. Never one to miss an opportunity, Eliza sold him a wet flower. Another man close by them whispered in Eliza's ear, "You be careful. There's a man here behind taking down every word you're saying." As she turned around, she saw a man in black who was busy writing in a notebook. Alarmed, Eliza jumped up from the steps she was sitting on. "You can't charge me. I'm making an honest living." She was worried that the note taker was a policeman who had come to do her harm. Upon seeing her reaction, the note taker stepped forward and said, "There, there. Who's hurting you, you silly girl? What do you take me for? Do I look like a policeman?" Showing his notebook, he continued, "Look, I'm only writing down your low-class Cockney accent as part of my research." "Let me see," said Eliza, as she looked at his notes, which were mostly symbols. "That ain't proper writin'. I can't read a word of it." "From the way you speak, I can tell you were born in poor Lisson Grove. What brings you to central London?" the note-taker asked. "It weren't fit for pigs to live in. I can sell more flowers here with the rich people, can't I?" said Eliza. Just then, Mr. Pickering stepped in. "May I ask, sir, do you do this sort of thing for a living, and how do you do it?" "Simple phonetics, the science of speech, that's my job. I can place a man within 2 miles in London, sometimes within two streets," replied the note-taker. Finally, the rain stopped, and the small crowd had mostly left on foot, leaving only Eliza, the note-taker, and Mr. Pickering. It turned out that the note-taker was Professor Henry Higgins, a researcher who studied speech. He explained to Colonel Pickering that he could change the way people speak. "Well, sir, in 6 months I could pass that girl off as a duchess at an ambassador's garden party," he claimed, pointing to Eliza. "I could even get her a place as a lady's maid or shop assistant, which requires better English. That's the sort of thing I do for newly rich businessmen who want to improve their social standing. And with the money from those lessons, I can do real scientific work in phonetics." The two men discovered they shared much in common, as the colonel was a linguist, so they left together to talk more. As they took leave, Eliza begged them to buy the rest of her flowers. They threw some pocket change at her and walked out into the night. Freddie Eynsford Hill finally returned with a taxi. Because his mother and sister had already left when the rain stopped, he offered to drop Eliza off at her home. She gladly accepted.